This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Chinese President Xi Jinping has begun a three-day visit to Moscow, meant to show his close ties with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The centerpiece of this week's visit by the Chinese president is Beijing's support for Moscow in its war against Ukraine and the peace proposal that China has presented to both parties. President Xi told President Putin Monday that he was convinced Russians would support him in a presidential election due in 2024, even though the Kremlin chief has not yet said if he will seek another term. Putin, who came to power on the last day of 1999 when Boris Yeltsin resigned, has ruled Russia for longer than any other leader since Joseph Stalin. Kyiv expects China to use its influence on Russia to end the war in Ukraine, Ukrainian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Oleg Nikolenko said on Monday. Xi was expected to press Beijing's role as a potential peacemaker in the conflict. European Union foreign and defense ministers are meeting Monday in Brussels as they work to finalize a multi-pronged plan to supply Ukraine with ammunition and replenish their own ammunition stocks. Here's VOA's Jeff Custer.
The roughly $2 billion proposal also includes a plan to increase the EU's production of ammunition in order to better secure long-term supplies. Ukrainian officials have stressed the need for more ammunition aid from Western partners as Ukraine continues its battle against the Russian invasion, now in its second year. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell has encouraged EU member nations to approve the plan, saying Ukraine needs its artillery ammunition replenished faster.
I hope that the ministers will, all of them, engage in a final discussion and agree on a very important decision for this afternoon. Otherwise, we will be in difficulties in order to continue supplying arms to Ukraine.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida on Monday met with his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi to discuss defense and technology cooperation. Modi told reporters at a joint briefing that during their talks, they discussed the progress of their relations. The two leaders discussed their priorities for their respective presidencies of the Group of Seven and Group of 20. On his two-day trip to India, Kishida said Modi accepted his invitation to participate in the G7 summit, which will be held in Japan's western city of Hiroshima in May. As former U.S. President Donald Trump calls for protests over what he predicts will be his arrest in a New York investigation, the grand jury hearing the case expects yet another witness. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Bob Costello, a lawyer who worked with Michael Cohen and is now a Trump ally, could make the case the former president should not face criminal charges over hush money payments to women, including Stormy Daniels, during his 2016 campaign. That's according to someone who insisted on anonymity. Over the weekend, Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg sent an email to staffers ensuring their safety, saying his office would not be intimidated, but not referencing Trump. That came after the former president told supporters he'd be arrested Tuesday and they should protest. In response, law enforcement has been gearing up. Julie Walker, New York.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Monday that Russia would provide grain to African countries for free if the Black Sea grain deal is not extended in May. Speaking by video link to delegates at a Russia-Africa parliamentary conference, Putin said that only a small amount of grain exports unblocked under the deal had reached Africa, and that the fulfillment of Russian conditions for the deal's renewal was in Africa's interest. At least three Kenyan legislators and several protesters have been arrested in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, organized by the opposition demanding the resignation of President William Ruto. In the impoverished neighborhood of Kibera, protesters burned tires in the streets and threw rocks at police as they tried to disperse crowds with water cannon. Hundreds of demonstrators spread across the city have not managed to reach the designated meeting point in the central business district as police dispersed them with tear gas through the morning. Banking giant UBS is acquiring its smaller rival, Credit Suisse, for almost $3.25 billion in an effort to avoid further market-shaking turmoil in global banking. The combination of the two biggest and best-known Swiss banks amounts to a thunderclap for Switzerland's reputation as a global financial center. Diane Roberts, VOA News.